Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Diving right back into it here on a Tuesday for you in Kansas City. Chiefs victorious once again. That is 3 in a row and 5 of their last 6.
Mm-hmm.
Rolling along, 5-3 on the season. 28-7 is the victory score last night against the Washington Commanders. And they keep rolling along, but it's on to Buffalo, man. It's on to, we had a guy texting to the show. Was at the game last night. He's going to drive to Buffalo on Thursday. 2 games in 1 week. Let's effing go.
I like that. That's fun. Awesome. That was always my bucket list, to go to a game in Buffalo. And I have a friend, you know, for years we talked about doing this. My friend Viking Jim, he's a Vikings fan, right? And we've always talked about going.
I thought he was a Packer
right,
fan.
I mean, you know, you would think, but, you know, I had to explain
Viking
that to Binkley.
Jim.
Yeah. Viking Jim, who do you root for, right?
Colts.
But, yeah, Colts.
I was thinking right. He was a legit Viking.
No, he is. He absolutely is. He goes by Thor. Yeah,
that's let's
yeah,
go. Yeah,
yeah. When he gets to Chiefs games, he's just like,
sit down, Jim.
Jim's here.
Yeah,
look out, Jim. There's a giant sea monster, Jim.
Look out, Jim.
Yeah, but that this week.
So we would talk for years. I mean, we're going back to the early 2000s on this. We got to get to Buffalo. Got to get to Buffalo. Got to get to Buffalo. And then we set a stipulation. Got to get to Buffalo only in September. Well, here we are 25 years later, and we haven't gotten to Buffalo. September is now officially over, and this is the last year of that stadium. And I always wanted to go see a game up there. I thought it would be cool. Is it wrong for me to say, like, I don't know that I want to go to see a game right now in the new stadium? I would have rather have seen one in the old one, just because of how unique of an experience that was up there in Buffalo. And now we're going to have the new stadium, and it's great, and that thing is unbelievable in what they're building up there. But I would still like to get to Buffalo at some point in time to see a game, because I think it's kind of a lot like us guys. You know, people are in the parking lot just having themselves one hell of a good time.
Yeah, they're always good people. My old manager, shout out to Robin, she's a huge Buffalo fan, and she knew what it was. It's very similar to them what it is to us, right? There's no lie, the last 4 or 5 years, the two most consistent dominant teams in the AFC have been Buffalo and Kansas City.
I mean, the NFL, really.
Yeah, I mean, Philly,
San Francisco may argue that.
Philly's up there. I mean, they've been to 2 Super Bowls, 1-1, and they've been, you know, not the owners of the East, but they've been good, right? Like, you look at, as much as you hate Nick Sirianni, you can look at his head coaching record. It's pretty spectacular.
His record speaks for itself. It really does, yeah.
And he's got a ring, and he did it against a team that was going for a third straight. So they're up there. The Rams I would put up there as well.
And Big Dom is, you know, up in his game lately.
Dude,
I mean, come on.
Respect, Big Dom.
Man. I mean, respect.
Some Philly cheesesteaks and pizzas to Cam Scadamon's house.
Oh, man. If he would have brought pretzels, Big Dom would have been my new cult hero.
he was courtside last night at an NBA game.
Big Dom was, or Scadamon?
Big Dom with Cooper DeGene.
Nice. Yeah. That's a hell of a crew out there.
They were both wearing
Cooper
like
wanted to go, and he needed a bodyguard, so
exactly
he bought Big
right.
Dom a ticket.
They were both wearing like the Italian sweatsuits, chains.
Perfect.
Like, this guy's awesome.
Lean into it, man.
Yes.
I want the popcorn with the butter, man.
has a little butter on it, I send it back.
You wake up from like a snapped ankle like Scatabu had. You look up and Big Dom's there. You're like, holy cow, Tony Soprano's in the room. What did we just do?
Yeah, you got a pillow.
Let me
be careful.
Tell you something.
Hey, man. Big Dom must listen to the end of the show. Do something nice for somebody. Because, I mean, hey, you got a broken ankle. Your season's over. You were rolling.
Yeah.
And now you're really rolling. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then you wake up and here's Big Dom, one of your arch nemesis in your own division.
Here's some pizza and cheesesteaks. You ever score a touchdown against the Eagles again.
I'll
you
find
got that?
You.
I'll find you. You okay.
Me.
First of all, how did Big Dom know where he lived? He knows
everything.
No,
he went to the hospital.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was having the surgery at the hospital. He showed up to the hospital with all this and probably a message too. If you ever score a touchdown against the Eagles.
Yeah, he opens up the cheesesteak. It's like when they take him to the prison yard, there's like a blade in there.
Get out of the hospital, go.
It is a Tuesday, so a Chiefs-themed tough Tuesday. Lesson learned is the first one.
Yeah, it is. I think that the Chiefs for the first quarter of that game last night, and we saw it in Jacksonville, and again, I think it is human nature. You play to the level of your opponent. They're not going to start this game against Buffalo like they did against Jacksonville or that they did against, you know, Washington last night. Both games that I'm talking about, Jacksonville and Washington, were right before a much bigger game. Jacksonville right before Detroit, Washington right before Buffalo right now. And that has to stop. That's on Andy Reid to figure that out, to make sure that you're not overlooking and you're coming out fired up. And look, they did had the two interception or the interception not happened early in that game. They were driving for points probably on that. But even still, I mean, I think they got greedy at that point in time. I thought it was a bad decision by Patrick Mahomes to throw that ball. But those are the things that you can learn from. Even though Mahomes after the game said, I put it right where I wanted to.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of things you want to do that maybe you shouldn't. Right. And I think you learn from those little mistakes. And I think that was a good kind of game to have right before the marquee game of the year, just like they did in Jacksonville. A little bit of a wake-up call telling the Chiefs, hey, if you have an opportunity to capitalize on turnovers and a fourth down failure, you've got to get points going forward against those two teams. And so that's where I look at last night's game. We're doing the Tough Tuesday as we do every week. That's the biggest lesson that I think the Chiefs need to learn coming out of that game is you got to get off to that hot start and you've got to capitalize on your opponent mistakes. The Chiefs could have put that game away in the first quarter last night if they capitalized on their opponent mistakes, because Washington hung around for a while. And the longer they hung around, the more energy they got, right? They got energy. And you do that against a really good team this week in Buffalo, don't capitalize on their mistakes. You're not going to win that football game. You got to capitalize on those mistakes.
Yeah. You know, that's when the Chiefs beat themselves, is when they let these teams that shouldn't bear the same field as them hang around and hang around and hang around, because then you start to press and then you start to get frustrated because it's not going the way that you want it to. And then all of a sudden you look up and you're like, wow, how was this game 7-7 at halftime? And then you watch the end of the game, you're like, 28-7?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, never mind. Someone got an ass chewing in the locker room at halftime. I don't think that was the case, but I think it was one of those like reality checks. Like, hey, quit messing around. Go out there and let's do this. And then Mahomes in the second half was just insane. Again, he had a couple of underrated throws. I think there was one to Juju the first, or maybe it was the second catch that put him over the number. And he kind of like goes around the pocket and then he steps back up. Juju finds a hole and Mahomes just kind of stops, plants, and slings his throw. And like we have just seen so much of what he does that is insane. And then you see he had a play to Kelce as well where he kind of stopped, looked back, threw it. And then the way these offensive players just improvise. Like we have an improvisational quarterback that now has improvisational targets. And that, to me, is a recipe for disaster. I think that's what hones in when you ask guys like Brian Mitchell yesterday and Dayton Hughes, who we have on today, when they say, what's the best way to stop this offense? Two knees on the ground, hands together, pray.
Yeah.
Because, like, you just don't know, because now they're feeding off what Mahomes does, and Mahomes is feeding off them. And it's, you know, George Clooney, Mark Wahlberg, it's the perfect storm.
I was on with our friends in D.C. with B. Mitch. I went on his show yesterday, and they asked me that question. And I hate when other hosts ask me how to stop the Chiefs, because I sound like an arrogant jerk. I go, I don't know the answer to your question. And everybody laughs, ha, ha, ha. Then they go, no, seriously. And I'm like, no, I don't think you understand. I am being serious here with this. I don't know how you stop this offense at this point in time. How did the offense get stopped last night?
Themselves.
That's it.
That's it.
That is it. The biggest opponent to the Chiefs right now are the Chiefs.
Yep.
And there's nobody else that can stop this team other than them. Now, it was a hell of an interception. but you don't need to throw that football. Travis off the hands, you got to catch that one. Early on in the game, they were struggling. Why? Mahomes and Kelce were struggling early on in that game, right? The two interceptions by your two stars. He can't have that. But they figured it out, and they found a way to get the job done, as you knew they would, because that's what a championship team is capable of doing. And so, you know, last night, you got a couple of lessons. You learn from them, and you say, you know what? We go to Buffalo. We got to play that perfect game. You play the game like you did against the Lions. It'll be blowout city at Rich Stadium in Orchard Park, and Buffalo will be going home with a loss.
That's why sometimes starting out the season like the Chiefs did is can be a huge pro come later on, because they had those lessons. Yep. Like, at halftime, they're like, hey, guys, remember Jacksonville? You want to do that again? Like, remember that pain? Remember how much that sucked? We're still trying to fight ourselves back and this record back from that mistake.
Just that game alone. Not even the first two games of the year. Yep, just that Jacksonville game alone.
That game alone has changed the whole outlook of the season. They know that. They're aware of that. And they came out in that second half and showed it, man. No doubt the biggest opponent is themselves.
Yep.
The biggest difference in last night is, you're right, Buffalo, Indianapolis, other teams, they will take advantage of those mistakes. And it won't be 7-7. It'll be 17-7.
Right.
Or it'll be 10-0. And you've got to come back. You've got to start off a little more hotter. I'm tired of the energy comments from Mahomes after the game and all the Chiefs. Like, came out with low energy. That's got to stop.
How do you come out with low energy when you have those intros at Arrowhead,
right?
And the crowd's going crazy and
Monday
night, the intros, and everybody's wild and fired up? How
screw
do you
that.
Not bring the energy?
Yeah. Stop that.
I'm there as soon as they play Carry On My Wayward Son.
Ooh, baby. You like that, don't you? How they have the intro with Carry On My Wayward Son in Kansas. Still leading the intro. It's unbelievable.
I know that I'm hard.
It's unbelievable. Mm.
Yeah, it's awesome. They did the whole light show last night where it goes dark and they got all the lights.
Yeah.
Alex, like, here we go. I was like, calm down. You're in the press box.
That's Alex getting excited right there.
Oh, he was.
Like, he saw ground beef taco at Cactus. He's like, yeah.
No cheese, no sauce, no lettuce, no nothing.
No shell. Gosh. Just give me a plate of ground beef, no seasoning.
Hell yeah.
Do you think Alex would eat loose meat sandwiches?
Absolutely.
No.
You don't think so?
Absolutely.
No
not.
Way.
Absolutely not.
You think Alex would eat Sloppy Joe's?
No way.
Maybe that's a new bit. Would Alex eat it?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes.
And we blindfold him in the summertime and put food in front of him and see if he eats it.
I'm not sure I can be a part of that segment because I don't think I'll be able to keep it together. Would Alex eat it?
I like it. I'm in.
So we've created two new bits. Would Alex eat it and Bradshaw or Likens?
Yes, and Bigley Tupperware.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.